How is that sense of I am-ness born?
I don't know. I know this is the first concept. And on this concept we build the whole world. We build all other concepts are built on this sense of I am.
But if we could understand the roots of the birth of that concept.
No. It will not work. Because, you know, it is not really so. This is made of dream substance. Even the sense of I am is made of dream substance. So how can we understand something made of dream substance? And even this understanding is also made of dream substance. It is not really real. It is not really there. We just need to come see through it. See through and see. Whoa, nothing there.
But seeing through this, does it not mean that we need to see the birth of the illusion itself?
I don't know, and so I don't think so. The birth of this illusion. I don't think so. You can just see through and see that this is really all illusion, that there is nothing there. It's all imagined, all projected. Images. It's all projected.
Yes, but so long it's an illusion, but it's real for the person that is victim of that illusion.
Yeah, but the person is also made of the same all of it, you know, is dream stuff. And there's a finer quality with which you can just see through. This understanding will not lead you anywhere. It just puts things in a different box. But whatever you understand is also imagined. So eventually, you know, you just become very still and see that everything is coming and going and coming and going and fully transparent and no, not having any inherent reality. You can come to see this. So this need, this demand to understand that we lay this down, it is a compulsive thing that we want to understand, to understand, to understand, understand, understand. But it will not lead us to liberation. It's impossible. Understanding itself is a limited box.
You know, but can't understanding come through an experience?
Certainly. Certainly. The stove is hot. You burn yourself and you know it is hot. This is really so. I wonder what originally was used for this word understanding. Because to what I can see, never it is meant a mental understanding. It is always this single-eyed seeing. This one single-eyed seeing. Seeing through, you know, with the mind's eye, with the inner eye.
Maybe understanding that comes with contemplation.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's become so still, you know. Just become so still. And in this becoming so still, to sit quiet, the mind indeed slows down by itself, naturally. And then everything becomes so spacious that you are coming to this clear sight. So everything becomes so clear, and the insights are born, and the realizations are coming by the peace of mind. Not by the understanding of mind, by the peace of mind. So, you know, you can just rest. You can say to your mind, gee, take a long holiday. You can rest. What we are all craving for, actually, is this restful peace, this deep, deep, deep rest. You can do it right now, because really this mind, and I think with you also, has come to an end. It's a wonderful instrument for investigation, but up to a certain point, it is a brilliant instrument for investigation. And then the mind is still very useful, but it comes to an end as being useful for our awakening. Comes a moment, and I would say this moment is your moment right now, that you can Vedanta It's coming to an end. It has done its work. You can just rest. Rest deeply. And the light will shine through. Will come to shine through by itself, through itself, to itself, from itself. Just relax. And you can sit on Maharaj's veranda and relax and absorb.